There's a moment when a cat stalking victim may be lulled into a sense of calm. The moment right before the pounce. The moment when the mouse pauses as if to listen to a story the cat is about to begin. And that is the moment when a split-second decision in the mouse's basal brainstem dictates its immediate and long-term futures. This moment of truth, at the point of fight or flight of no return, is where we now seem to surreally dwell. Where avoiding attacks in the cat-eats-mouse world is our new norm. What can I, a middle-aged former teacher turned bud tender turned skiing town board member, do to calm the raging waters? It's Storyteller Kitty Time, kids! Where we'll present social justice stories that have fallen through the cracks. Not sexy enough to be news, but that still matter. We'll have stories of resilience in spite of systemic failures, from cannabis refugees, to invisible persons with disabilities, to out in the open racism, to just having brain cells left at the end of the day to give a shit about social justice as our last nerves are pushed back down to the brainstem, to basic survival, like the mouse pausing for the cat to begin the tale. So join me, your host, Lisa Kunze, the Libra formerly known as Lively, out of the illegal lounge in Iowa and now legally living high in the high Rockies of Colorado. Welcome to episode 5 of Storyteller A Kitty Time. It is actually February 10th, 2021. And those of you who have listened to the first 4 episodes might have noticed that we took 5 or 6 weeks off. And I think the world is kind of taking some mental health time right now in order to simply survive. So this is actually the last thing I'm recording on the podcast. We had great plans to bring another guest to you and scheduled it on Super Bowl Sunday because, some of us don't watch the foosball and didn't realize it. So to get the crew together, we decided to postpone that a week. So hopefully you'll be meeting Josh and learn all about his life growing up in Japan and what he does now. Hint, it's funny. In episode 6, in a week or so. For now, you're going to listen to a spontaneous recording. Rob and Adam and I were hanging out during the Super Bowl. And Rob got into some pain and left, and Kidney and I were, Adam is Stone Kidney, waxing philosophical about religion and politics, and I decided to hit record. And the next day we listened again and said, were we crazy? And, you know, we might have been, but in the description, I'll be providing links. I feel like I have a term paper to do to get this episode out, but we are going to provide links of all the things that we thought were crazy that we threw down in episode 5, sort of a hanging out lifted with Lisa and Adam and talking about religion and politics. So stop now if you don't want to listen. We tried to provide a sort of fair and historical context to it all and may have succeeded. And then, like I said, there are links with the rest of what we threw down. I also inserted a song from Chief Greenbud. Search him on Instagram. He's done a lot of pop parody songs. It's Only a Weed, De Hey There Delilah, and then some very original songs. And I actually got to meet Chief Greenbud in Denver when he did his Only Colorado show a few years back. And back in the Libra Lounge days, I had free license to use his song. So I'm going to go ahead and put in Marijuana Mellows You Out at an appropriate place in when we need a break in this kind of diatribe you'll listen to. As well as I snuck in the ad for Anchor. We just hit 120 listens. You'll hear all about that, and really appreciate RadicalRust.com for playing episode 4 for about a month and a half. Sorry to all you listeners who are tired of that. But to conclude the introduction to the show, I need to hear from y'all. We have 13 unique listeners according to my analytics, and I would really like y'all to either email us with feedback that you hear on the show, with people that you want to hear. And I need to hear things that are working for you, because we're really considering where we want to go with Storyteller Kitty Time as the world changes, and we do too. So please, it's if you're listening on Spotify or on Radical Russ, please just go to anchor.fm/stkt/message if you just want to record something that we may or may not play. So let us know if you want it played, because I'll respect that. As well as, you know, just emailing storytellerkittytimellc@gmail.com or hitting me up on any of the social media that's linked on Anchor, because we need community and we need to know what's working for our listeners and what might you want to hear in the future. And, you know, we kind of go off here. So that's your warning. That's your heads up. And I want to hear your reactions to this, dear listeners. And also, we'll just put up the raw recording without many bells and whistles on YouTube. So thanks for hanging. Without any further ado, in 5.5 minutes for an introduction to who kind of hit record in the middle, so we'll record scratch in. Hang on, kids. Sit down. Grab a beverage. Grab a hot toddy. Grab a bong. Grab a rig. Grab a topical. Whatever you need to do. We went there.
Don't have enough people or enough natural resources beyond the people that live there to be production exporting powerhouses of anything in the global economy. When was the last great Israeli movie you saw?
Oh, we haven't been marketed that. What are you talking about?
You got those Israeli basketball player shoes?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
right, exactly. Exactly. So how does the corrupt prime minister, where does he get all of that money? How does he have that much money? And it's through political campaigning and donations by these different groups that want to instigate or control the structure of what's happening over there in the Middle East.
So what we're talking about, and we've been hanging out for a while, it's after the Super Bowl, in case we use this recording, because I grew up First Baptist in a small town in Iowa, and it was like every other church of its ilk in town. You couldn't tell it from the Presbyterian or the Lutheran. The Catholics had their own thing. And I think we had one Jewish girl growing up who couldn't participate in Christmas decorations in art class. You know, that's what I remember about Judaism growing up. So I often get harassed for being Baptist. And because people define Baptists as Southern Baptists, as the black churches, as the, you know, good singing, you know, praise to God. And mine wasn't, unfortunately, that colorful. It was white, middle-class Iowa. So what Adam and I were talking about, to get everybody caught up, and then I need you to go on with a couple things, because we are seeing a hijacking of politics and religion in this country, and it goes against the basic teachings that I was taught. Now, I'm 57, and Adam is slightly younger, and what I don't understand growing up in this religion is how it connects to Israel, the Gaza Strip, and the Bible at all, and how United States politics plays. So we're talking about two things: the hijacking of religion, how the actions of the far right are not playing out any sort of values that I was taught as a Christian white growing up in the United States. And now I have no understanding of what you just laid out before we pressed record. So feel free to go back and talk basic history. I, you know, do know that I didn't understand there were more than one religion in context. I thought they all like brewed at the same time, and how new Christianity was until I went to college at the University of Iowa as, you know, as 17, 18 year old. So we're insulated from certain facts. All right, okay. Take it away, Adam.
Well, okay. The pilgrims were religious exiles because they...
Puritans.
Yes, and they weren't even here for 20 years, and they already broke into two sects. There were the Puritans and the Quakers. It happens all the time, and it leads to conflict, and it divides nations, and it creates new ones.
And we fight about whose God is right or whose view of God is right. And that's always seems a little wrong to me as a dumb white girl.
But that's the way it's been all throughout history. So, and, you know, because that, and that's, you know, that's one of the big arguments for the deeply religious or the true believers in some of the stronger branches, is that most everybody's first book, they all kind of tell the same stories. A lot of them have even the same people and the same characters in them.
Right. And the same common themes in parables, right? So, or whatever.
If you think of pre-digital, pre-radio communication, pre-printed, you know, widely available printed material, it stands to reason that the three major areas of the populated globe would have their own slightly version or take on that story and how it lays out. And then, because religion is largely used as a control measure to quell people, to quell the masses or the fears or the whatever, the violence, the trade issues, it developed differently in each zone or each region based on the traditions and the way that the people grew up or did business there. I'm not saying anything that anybody doesn't already know. There's a million books about all of this.
Well, I know, but here's what I want to do in like 50 minutes, since we had a cancellation because of the Super Bowl. And, you know, let's just go into a little bit of that history, because I seriously don't understand what Biden is doing in the Middle East any different from what Trump did. That's a basic primer right here. And then how does that relate to my Bible that I'm thumping as I'm storming the Capitol?
Oh, well, I mean, the only like tangible reality, the only thing that Trump did was he placed the embassy in the disputed region between the two, and then called it the embassy of the Israeli side. So he basically went pro-Israeli, and the way that they changed some of the verbiage and the way that they were talking, referring to things changed because of the way that they did that. And so Biden has said, no. Last I heard, he's still pro two state solution to the problem. So, and that is going to require access in and out of specific areas and a non-militarized border between the two of them. Everybody's got their differences, but are you so fucking different that you need a chain link fence between the two of you to you can't go to the grocery store over there because that's some fucking weird shit. And
the Gaza Strip, very quick question, because I'm this dumb, is between Israel, which is predominantly Jewish, and who?
Gaza, it's a region there, but the biggest issue is that there's a settlement over by the beach, but I shouldn't even call it a settlement. It's an area.
It sounds like a resort by the beach.
Well, it's called the West Bank.
Okay, I've heard of that, see?
Okay, so every state or civilization needs access to water, either to drink it or to transport shit in and out of it or to eat from it or to do something. So it stands to reason that if you have two different people settling in the same area, that they both establish places on the water. Blah, 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 blah.
Right, and so there's
anyway, the Israelis don't want it there. They want to just fucking take it and say, fuck you, go back over there to Gaza and be an Arab. We don't want you here. It's our land. We're taking it. It was given to us by God, which is where the first fucking problem comes to play for people like me, because no.
So this
if you even want me to pretend along that we're going to talk about God, then God definitely didn't fucking allocate any goddamn thing to any goddamn body. He left it all here for everybody. And if you think otherwise, then you've missed some of the teachings that even I, as a non-practicing, hardly believer, understand and know to be true about it. So, all right. Different tangent. Anyway, so the conflict over there in the Middle East and the thing with the hijacking or the alternating of the religion. So the high, I'm high. It's the end of the Super Bowl. I've had a couple of drinks. We've had a few dabs. Let's talk about some shit.
Let's do it.
Was the hijacking of religion, and then I said, because I'm sarcastic and dramatic, that basically we're watching the new Testament being formed. At one point it was just Catholicism and Judaism, which is, basically same shit, different manufacturer. And,
but the basic difference was whether you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God or as just a prophet and a man. And that stops with the Old Testament, Judaism. And then it carries on with the New Testament, which is Christianity, correct? Right. And correct. So the basic bottom line, and we don't understand that growing up in like most people who stormed the Capitol.
We had Christianity, but at the same time,
they're Christian.
All across Europe, we had kings and queens and people that claim themselves to be divine rulers of certain areas. And the Gutenberg press, hey, look, this guy can write this shit down, and I can do this thing in this machine here with the stuff, and I can make you a copy, and I can make you another copy, and I can make you another copy.
Talking about books.
And the guy in charge was King James. And so, you know, it's the King James Bible. That's why you're reading that one. That's, you know, and every other version of Christianity, you know, came and started from a difference of opinion about how that was written or how that was interpreted. And they got enough people that believed their version of it to go become Episcopalian or born again Christian or Mormon, or because Mormon's a halfway step, because Mormon goes, they tried the New Testament thing times two, you know, they wrote another book and they call it the Book of Mormon, and they want to, you know, it's kind of like Old Testament, New Testament, Book of Mormon. That's how that story goes along for them. You're supposed to read it that way. And Joseph Smith is sort of the Jesus 2.0, not in the same way, but for the condition that Jesus had left behind, which had expanded the world's population to such a degree, and that there was such a clamoring for its resources and places to live and freedom of its viewpoints, that Joseph Smith was the one to lead them to the new world and
in Utah,
a better correct. Life and a better life and a better morality.
Right, and so if I were Jewish, if I were to take a step backward from my upbringing, which is fairly ignorant, I admit. And if I were Jewish, I would look at Christians as kind of silly, because in both Christianity and Mormonism, you have to suspend a great deal of disbelief. You have to believe that Jesus arose. You know, I really remember struggling with that, no matter what church youth group I went to. And I went to many, you know, from my own Baptist church to First Assembly of God, where people were touched by the pastor and you know, speaking in tongues and shit. And I remember, you know, really trying to put all of that into perspective. But you have to also, for Joseph Smith to have discovered a pair of glasses that allowed him to see certain things, you have to suspend disbelief. And if you rewind religion and go back to Buddhism or any of the ancients, it makes sense, evolutionary, that we evolve our texts to make sense of our reality. Just like if you look at astrology in the sky, that helped people make sense, and then it became a navigational tool. And you know, you just look at it.
So, like you said, to make sense of your reality, after the Mormons, people may not be ready to hear this. The next actual established new branch of any kind of religious belief, recognized by the U.S. government that I'm aware of, is the Church of Scientology. That's fucking space aliens and volcanoes and shit.
And a great deal of money to be involved in, a great deal of control and a cult-like thing. So, right.
So then fast forward to where we were at and how all of this shit got started with me saying what I was saying, which is that the QAnoners and the weird evangelical people, this is back how Israel and the West Bank and all that got involved, is Armageddon, the Book of Revelations. There's the end of the world is coming, and then there's going to be a battle for 1,000 years. I don't know. You watch Bill Maher, you probably heard him talk about it.
Know all about the rapture because I've read the Bible.
Okay.
Growing
so
up.
Most people know some version of this. So where the first thing in that battle takes place is right there. It's right there in Israel, and between Israel and their neighbor there.
The Holy Land, the Mecca. I mean, Jewish people really go and do that more than Christian people that I know growing up.
So a lot of the churches, a lot of the the evangelical churches, the TV guys, the guys in the giant big mansions, a lot of the smaller local ones too. They give a lot of the money that they raise or that they get donated to efforts over in the Middle East to arm, antagonize, and speed up that conflict. And with so the back to the Q thing, because you believe you trust the plan. You trust the plan. I think it's March 4th now. March 4th is when the plan comes finally after.
Is the speed up the end of the world and the rapture? Am I unlocked?
No, you're doing fine.
Okay, and so, it seems like crazy fucking shit. And I took January 6th. There was enough chatter to take that seriously. So I'm going to assume that what you're telling me about March the 4th is legit.
Well, who knows? It's just what I read on social media, just like you. So,
right. And we're not deep into the dark web much, so it's pretty apparent.
I only know some of those people in passing through my spouse's work. Anyway, the point with all that is that most of the people involved in Q that happen to be religious also happen to be part of the, Revelations bring it on end of times. And so if we were to extrapolate and pretend that we're watching the new break off of a new version of Catholicism or Christianity, or, New Testament 2.0, the only thing that the only value out of that book, or the only information out of that book that most of these people got, is the book of Revelations and any other scripture that they could find that backs up their hatred for what they don't like or what they're afraid of. So the whole new Testament or whatever it is going to be, I think that's what you're looking at, is I think that's what's going to break out. That's what's going to take a giant chunk of the population. I think it's going to cause problems globally, because it's not just here, it's other places. It doesn't seem like it's getting better, and it seems like it's gone so far to this point that there's not much you can do about it to change it or, do anything about it.
Well, and so we discussed how the national prayer breakfast just occur with Biden, because that was one thing that was always crazy to me, is how with Trump, at least, the national prayer breakfast, how in the hell is he the moral compass of the religious leaders of our country? I mean, that makes no sense unless you totally have another agenda that you're...
I don't think that there should be any religious anything. I don't even think it should be mentioned anywhere involved in our government at all.
But that seems to be traced to some of the most powerful people and players in our world.
Well, it says the Constitution and our Bill of Rights says that we get the freedom to pursue it, and that we are free from persecution or judgment, regardless of which one we choose. And by having religious leaders or national prayer breakfasts or anything like that, by elected officials or representatives of our country, gives the wrong impression to the gullible people that follow that shit and do those things. You should not have religion anywhere in any way, shape, or form involved in our policies or our governance at all. None of it.
Right. And I'm thinking about right before I finally got the guts to get off Facebook, which was hate book malware. You know, it was awful, and it's all been proven. You know, I mean, I can understand the people who made a lot of money in life and who identify as Republican from the old days. And we know that, you know, Hugh is now hijacking the Republican Party, and we're going to have to do something. But the thing that broke my heart the most was seeing a former student who was a young mom and got a lot of assistance. And this was in my last gig in Newton, Iowa. I believe it's the first time I've mentioned the town that I'm extradited for publicly, because the 5-year shut the fuck agreement has passed, and so fuck you. But she also has a sight impairment and received a lot of help from the area education agency with large print textbooks and with other support. And she was estranged from her mother during the pregnancy, but, you know, I saw, and then she's, you know, working very hard in life, and she has a young boy. And she was, right before the election, she was, I'm sure this came from a church she attends in that town, that made her believe in the whole QAnon conspiracies and the Pizzagate and the baby eaters. And she was seriously afraid if Biden won, what would happen for the future of her child. So she didn't understand that she grew up with all the benefits that we fight for as Democrats or independents or just sane ass motherfucking people. And that is where I am divided, because I have family members, I have former lovers, I have former students who bought into this conspiracy. And I have others I saw distance themselves over the Trump administration because, like, they understood kind of what was happening after they duped early on. But we are not over this. The crazies are there. Anybody with any connections or the ability to read any tweet knows. I mean, if you follow the right people, they are brewing. So what's this March 4th thing? Because
I don't know. That's the, you know, after everything fell apart on January 6th, that was the next date that was spit out by QAnon was March 4th. That, you know, I don't know. For some, just to paraphrase it or whatever, the secret military that's actually running the country while fake Biden is fake president, all of that shit and all the mass arrests and all the exposure and the expungement of the lizard people and the baby eaters will all come to light, and Donald Trump will legally retake office as the rightful place as president of the United States on March 4th.
Because what?
Be ready. Trust the plan. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's just you.
No, that's just one small piece of all of this.
You're reading, you know, stuff off the side of a cereal box. It's what it. I have no idea what these people are talking about.
Well, no, Rachel Maddow is talking about how even Trump's lawyers in the impeachment trial, he's not allowing anyone around him to call him ex-President Trump. He is the 45th president. No matter how awkward it makes the legal brief, or no matter how awkward it is, that is what they are, you know, and that is the thing that we have seen with the right-wing talking point machine, is that the propaganda starts somewhere, it's repeated on Fox over enough, it gains enough traction, and then you see it repeated over and over again, even into, quote, mainstream media, because it's now owned by corporations. So there's very few places you can trust. And I said I would never get political or religious in Storyteller Kitty, but let's just do it all in one night. One night.
You broke because all the rules.
It's not over. They really do have some sort of plan, or they don't. So the impeachment trial, today is Sunday, tomorrow is, I mean, it's supposed to start tomorrow, correct?
Tuesday. I thought it was starting Tuesday.
All right. I'm not keeping track of days well.
Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, libertarian or commie, a robe-wearing, bell-ringing Buddhist, a Muslim, or a snake-charming Swami. If you love Sarah Palin and Limbaugh, or voted for Barack Obama, we could all coexist. Maybe not get so pissed, or at least take a break from the drama. Marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out. Just take a little puff and you'll be wondering what the fuss was about. Marijuana mellows you out. When people don't get along, why does it have to come to fighting? Politics, religion, Chris, everybody's lying. We're all together on this ball of dirt in outer space, and I'm just trying to make this world a little better place. So fire up a joint, maybe you'll see the point. At least you'll have a smile on your face. Yeah, marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out. Just take a little puff and you'll be wondering what the fuss was about. Marijuana mellows you out. If you've had the kind of day when everybody's on your case, the boss, the kids, the wife, even your dog's up in your face, the traffic jam's got you stuck like peanut butter, you can throw up your hands and go crying to your mother, or pull out a bomb, start singing along, it's gonna be one way or the other. A marijuana mellows you out,
makes you mellow.
Marijuana mellows you out. Just take a little puff and you'll be wondering what the fuss was about. There's no doubt that marijuana mellows you out. Said marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out.
Makes you mellow.
Take a little puff and you'll be wondering what the fuss was about. Marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out. Marijuana mellows you out.
Well, I don't know. That's like, okay, so guns? Anybody on our show listen to guns?
No, it's like the Second guns, Amendment, dude. It's our right. God gave us our right to carry guns.
No, God didn't give us the right. You know, a bunch of fucking people in the 1700s did. It's very different. They didn't say that God gave us that right.
Yeah, well, I know. But, I taught the First Amendment. I can analyze the First, so why don't you analyze the Second Amendment?
I have nothing to analyze about it. I was just going to point out that if you were looking to purchase a firearm, or you were just sensible about it, you know, whatever. I don't want to get into that. Pretend you're looking to buy a firearm, and pretend you have a firearm. You're trying to buy ammunition because you'd like to, you know, go do something. There's like not a lot, if any, of either available at the moment. I mean,
so what you're saying is there's an extreme shortage because everybody already bought it up because something going down.
And people be hoarding shit right now is all I'm saying. I just, you know, I'm not way big into it. I'm not like a collector or anything like that, but you know, been around long enough and done enough hunting and skeet shooting and bird hunting and shit to know what's what. And I look from time to time and I go, holy crap, you know, that's like three times as much as it was 2 years ago to buy one of those. And, oh, look, they're out of stock and they don't know when they'll ever get any back.
Well, we're in the middle of pandemic. And that's, I think, another thing that we started all of this with is, you know, regime change or not, we're still suffering. Those of us who had nothing still have nothing and we're trying to stay alive.
Somebody on another chat actually said that, that the Republicans, the January 6th thing scared the shit out of the Republicans. And so they don't want to give out more than $600 to anybody because that's right about the entry range for a firearm, for a killing firearm at the moment.
Good Lord.
And that's so if you give them $1,400, you can buy two handguns, and a lot of ammo. You know.
Yeah. I think that one thing I said before that I want to repeat as we conclude this, because I can weave in a couple of Chief Greenfoot songs, and we could call this "Staying Alive" episode 5. We're just kind of drunk and processing life, but we haven't learned much as a species. From Lodi, I learned. Anyway, we haven't learned anything since the 1918 pandemic. Religiously, I mean, science has come a long way. We completely ignored it. People, you know, we're not coming together as a species. You know, that's what I wanted Storyteller Kitty to be is, what life lessons have we all learned that we can help each other? But none of the old coping techniques work. None of our stories matter. Because, like, we're drinking and smoking pot. And, you know, that is all getting to be addictive behaviors. And none of that is, you know, really good in the long term. But we talked about religion and politics. Fuck it. Let's talk about shit. But how can we be healthy when we're in this situation?
Go outside. Just try and go outside every day. That's
my advice. Beauty, but I can't because 10 feet away is a solid stream of traffic of people who think they got to go skiing. They invade my solitude and my... So I'm going to mask up and try to walk through town. I mean, I'm on the town board and stuff, but yeah, I'm petrified. I have PTSD to leave and to even go to...
So walk the other way. Walk over the woods.
Yeah, right. And it was warm enough. There could be bears and kitties, which are mountain lions and shit. And I'm not into that. So that's let's conclude this. I'm gonna stop recording. All right. All right. Conclusory to this, you know, fucked up.
Oh, just to you know, stay sane, relax. You know, there's crazy people on both sides of the aisle. There's crazy people everywhere. The world is not crazy. We're all just cooped up inside and panicking right now.
It is a small percentage.
Just chill.
Of people.
You know, just, yeah, and government moves so slow. You know, whatever it is that you think is your worst case fear, it'll take years and years before it ever comes true. So just calm down. Relax.
Yeah, I know. And that's nobody ever relaxed by being old relaxed. And I know you didn't mean to do that, but you know, we're all
basic
survival time for everybody. So go easy on ourselves and try to find some beauty in every day. And that's like all I got.
Oh, well, maybe that's the better way to say it. Go easy. Plant yourself and you know, find something inside that's calming. Just dwell on that for a couple of minutes. See where it takes you.
Then I really want us to find common ground again and to avoid talking religion and politics because we talked about it enough to realize that we have to come together to survive this shit, and it's not just a cliche. And we have to fix systems that are broken deeply. And it's not going to be an easy year once shit thaws at all. So, stay alive. Stay alive. Somebody who can sing. Bye, all right, good night, kids.
That's all I needed to say. That's all we needed to say. Here we go. Here we go.
Well, humans, this has been another episode of Storyteller Kitty Time with your host, Lisa Kunze, and crew. We thank you for sharing your valuable time to go to uncomfortable places with us. Keep seeking the truths in the middle, carefully vet your sources, and avoid being duped by algorithms. Push that gray matter to find compassion and gratitude. But above all, do your fucking homework, kids. Kunze out.